Recorded live from the unfinished loft project of Des's home just outside Brighton in Sussex, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. This is your no thrills, no BS, and absolutely no get rich quick or passive income promises hub. Hosted by your man, Des Hamilton.
Hey everyone, good to have you back. So what I want to do this week is jump straight into it because I want to do something different. And I'll be looking to do things like this on episodes from time to time. You see, when I was researching on how to produce and host a podcast in this particular niche, the bigger ones in this category, they all tend to follow a similar format, and you may already notice. And it's fair enough, because it works after all. Some people out there are making some big money, but the guests that go on these shows, they're already exclusively successful entrepreneurs. And these are the people that have either already made it or are on track to make it in their respective business model. Don't get me wrong, I'm totally going to follow this pattern. After all, if you aspire to be great, then of course you want to learn from the people that have become great. But I am also going to branch out and I'm going to bring in from time to time new sellers that are just setting off and could do with some help and some exposure from a show like this. The feedback and the comments that I get from all of you lot shows that one of the things that has made me get this unbelievable following is that my journey is relatable. I don't want millions. I don't want bling. I don't want a supercar. I don't want a yacht. I don't want a private jet. I want to clear the bad debt. I want a mortgage-free house. I want a few holidays per year with my wife and the kids, which can be in a first-class cabin, which would be nice. But I also want to get out more in the caravan with a nicer car. Down to Cornwall or South Wales. I want a Disney trip with no expense spared. I want a meal out once a month on a date night. I want Claire and I to spend the time the way we choose. And I want our kids to have a version of freedom that we never had the option of. And most importantly, I want to follow this dream I've got and fulfill my purpose, which I have found increasingly each month is to help people. So I'm not all about the bling. I just want nicer things and freedom. After all, if you're a new seller yourself and you're listening to these podcasts with nothing but ridiculously successful people all the time, it's really hard to conceptualize some of the things that the rich and the successful are experiencing because we don't relate. The thought of a team of VAs, it seems beyond our perspective when we're setting out. Or the concept of running a portfolio of many digital products, that just seems a dream too far at the 6 month stage of your journey. But I've got you. So I'll be bringing in plenty of people across the e-commerce world. I'll also be bringing in a range of business owners at various stages of their journey, including the very beginnings. Today's guests are Jamie and Tara, two sellers that sat on my course back in June, and through their networking, they've kept in touch and they've kicked on. Both of them are starting out on TikTok, stepping well out of their comfort zone, and both of them, they're in it for the long run. None of us knew each other 3 months ago, and we couldn't be more different demographically. Jamie's a granddad down in the South who's been running his own businesses for decades. Nothing like a digital e-commerce one, though. Tara, meanwhile, she's in her 20s and is based up in the North, looking to make herself the best future she can. On speaking to these two this week, it gave me cause to reflect on my own beginnings, after all. After all, it was less than a year ago, wasn't it? So let's go into the first thing I wrote down when I started mapping out my business plan and the driving force behind every decision, every late night, every sacrifice I've made on this journey. My purpose, my why. You see, on that dropshipping course that I paid for that I spoke about back in episode one, I read, and I'm quoted here, that every great endeavour, every challenge surmounted starts with a reason, a cause, a motivation. And the clearer you are about that motivation, the stronger you stand against every storm that comes your way. I love that. When I began this journey, before I dived into the how, the strategies, or even the technical research, before I got into any of that, I sat down and asked myself, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I going to embark on a path riddled with pitfalls and challenges that is going to eat up my spare time and take me away from my family for a year or two? The answer wasn't just about financial freedom or, you know, to get rich. It was deeper, as yours should be if you're at this stage. For me, it was about changing the narrative and doing all of the things I've just talked about at the top of the show. I'm even talking in this sort of stupid podcast lingo. Now, here's the magic. By defining my why in crystal clear terms, I've got this motivator in my back pocket when things get tough. And I don't mean Mr. Motivator, the Lycra man with the headband. It reminds me of the end goal when I look at this reason. It keeps me grounded and it pushes me forward. And the birth of our little girl, it crystallized this for me more than ever. And amongst the tears, the sleep deprivation, the caffeine, and the optimism, I'm more determined than ever. So if you're starting out, or even if you've been on this journey for a little while but haven't taken the moment to really ponder on your why, I really urge you to do it now. This isn't my tip of the week, by the way. Carve out some quiet time. Ask yourself, why is this journey important to me? Dig deep and have a proper look at yourself. Having a purpose, it's not just about motivating you. It is your map. It's your strategy, because it aligns your goals, it aligns your vision, and it targets your thoughts to think about how you're going to get from A to B. And it's that little voice in your head that says, keep going, when the rest of your thoughts say, give up. Jamie and Tara are here to help with that too, because what I aim to do is check in with them from time to time and bring them back in every now and then to see how they're progressing. Let's get this interview rolling. I'll pop back at the end for my real tip of the week. Enjoy. Here we are with Jamie and Tara. Tara, tell us your story. Tell us what made you go into selling on Amazon. What made you think, you know what, that's the one for me? And what led you here?
Basically, just scrolling through TikTok, and I had quite a few people coming up on my page at the time about different FBA courses. And to be honest with you, I always felt like, oh, it looks too good to be true. You know, it looks crazy in there. I came across your page. And I just thought, this guy seems, you know, really relatable. And basically, if he can do it, why can't I? Then obviously dropped you a message on Facebook, and just sort of went from there, really.
Wow, that's embarrassing. I wasn't expecting you to say that. It was me.
Yeah, 100% you.
Well, that's the end of the interview. Thank you very much for your time.
Off we go.
That's incredible. So yeah, so what was it then that made you think, you know what, I reckon I can do that? Apart from obviously me saying it, did you do more research after that?
Yeah, I did. I did a bit of research online. And prior to that, a few years ago, I did look into match betting and, you know, a few other things like that. But I just didn't really feel like it was for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just something about your pose, like the way you came across, and did a bit of initial research online about this whole Amazon FBA thing, and yeah, I just thought, let's give it a go, what's the worst that can happen?
That's amazing. People aren't going to believe this, you know. Oh, the girl that he gets on for his first interview, the first question.
Sorry.
Jamie, what about you, mate? Same question. If you don't say it's me, you can go.
I run a business at the minute. It's long, long hours. So I do nutrition and I don't get a lot of spare time. I was looking for some way to get extra income because everything was so expensive.
Yeah.
But my time was limited. I also got kind of, you know, a little bit of a health thing going on, which limits me a little bit. So it had to work around that. It had to around the kids. It had to work around my current job as well and not interfere with anything. And to find something to do that, you're grasping at straws. My daughters introduced me to TikTok ages ago, and I'm going to say it, I'm the same as Tara. I saw one of your videos. I think it was about the third or fourth one, and I thought, that's me. I've just had enough. There's got to be something better. So I was deliberating over it for about, honestly, 3-4 months. What should I do? Can I do this? So I did look into the drop shipping. I looked into affiliate marketing, all of those things. And you know when you're looking at something, you think that, no. And then the more I watched you, and there was no empty promises, there was no, oh, I am going to do, you know, I've made £20,000 this month. And, you know, there was none of this rubbish, no BS, none at all. And the more I watched your videos, I'm thinking, you're just a 15-year young version of me. I'd had enough. I'd had enough. What have I got to lose? Just a little bit of time. And the more I looked into it, it could fit around the job I'm doing. It could fit around my children. If I was having a bad day due to my health, you know, I could still do it then. It works from a laptop. And it was just literally that. And I can remember actually messaging you and saying, I'm going to give this a go. And you just said, yeah, good on you. Go give it a go, blah, blah, blah. And then got speaking to you. And then I messaged you very tentatively. And I said, Des, I don't suppose you kind of do one-on-one mentoring kind of things, do you? And then that was it. It was as simple as that. It was.
Wow.
And ever since then, it's changed everything.
Blimey, I tell you what, I planned for these chats. you guys know I do. And I genuinely wasn't expecting that from both of you.
But it helped for me that you didn't have 1.2 million followers, and you weren't sitting in a Lamborghini, and you were just a bloke in your front room with a family, fed up, and you could hear it in your voice at the start. You could hear it, Des, that how disheartened you were and how fed up you were.
It was the Truss and Quarteng budget. Yeah, like, it really was. That broke everything for me, because the writing's been on the wall for years. I mean, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and no one is coming to help us.
But I remember that post that you put up when you did it, and it was just like the sheer frustration. And as you're saying it, I'm thinking, you know, that's exactly how I felt when I heard that news on the TV.
Yeah.
It's like a big kind of, what's the point? Doesn't matter how hard you try, they're just going to keep kicking you down.
Yeah.
So it was just like watching myself. It was just, you know, obviously I'm a lot more handsome and, you know.
Obviously.
But but honestly, it was, I'm not sucking up, but it was your videos. It's just your come on, let's give it a go attitude.
Yeah, 100%. It inspired me as well, because, you know, at the time I was trying to save for a house, and I thought, how am I going to get out of this, you know?
Yeah.
This is the chosen method that, you know, seemed good for me to be able to achieve that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How are you getting on with the saving?
Yeah, really good, actually, surprisingly. I thought, to be perfectly honest with you, I set my expectation as, you know, if I sell 10, 20 products in my first 6 months to a year, you know, then that's better than nothing. But from like what I've learned, like well past that, it's going in the right direction, which I'm really, really happy about.
Amazing. So what are you looking to get out of this in the next couple of years, Tara? What are your plans?
At the moment, I'm still obviously doing the RA and OA.
Yeah.
And my original plan was to just do that for the first year. But now things are moving, you know, so far. I'm looking at scaling up, say, Christmas time, moving on to wholesale.
Let's say it's 2025. I know I'll keep talking about my two-year challenge. Have you written down anything? Have you got any plans in place specifically about what you are expecting to get?
Yeah, I'd like, in an ideal world, about, you know, around maybe the 20,000 pound. And to be honest, I feel like I'm gonna exceed that if things carry on going the way they're going. But yeah, that's my plan at the moment.
It sounds silly talking like that, isn't it? But once you're in it, it's so achievable.
Yeah. It really is, yeah. I remember the first day that I started, I had a notebook that I used to write down all the different steps in for adding products and stuff like that. And I wrote on the front of my notebook, I said, you know, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And that's just kind of stuck with me.
I love it. And I think that shines through with you as well, Tara. It's just how humble you are and how realistic you are, and how you basically, your goals are things where you almost set yourself to overachieve from the start.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't have a lot of money to start off with, which is another thing that stuck out to me with Amazon FBA. I think I literally started off with 90 quid, something like that. Get your products, send them in, you know, and just keep chipping away at it. I think I'm just under £500 in a couple of months in my sales, so buzzing with that, really.
That's amazing. So you've taken
£90, you see, if you haven't got it, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So some people might think, oh, only 90%. But geez, I mean, if that's all you've got, that's a massive investment.
You know, I've had to make some sacrifices in order for it to work. You know, I've sold my mountain bike and stuff like that, just so I've got stuff to invest into it, because it really, you know, putting my all into it and going to do whatever it takes.
I find that amazing. When you told me about the money, I find that amazing.
That is amazing.
I just find it amazing.
We talk about manifestation, and I talk about the law of attraction, but you, Tara, are the epitome of it. You have sold that bike knowing that it's going to come back tenfold. It wasn't even a leap of faith. It was just something you thought, no, this is going to work. I'm going to make this work. I need to raise some capital. I'm selling that.
Yeah, 100%. It's got to be done. And, you know, this time next year, I'll be able to buy a brand new mountain bike.
I think you better do more than that.
It's not that you've turned your £90 into £500. You've found other investments and you've chipped away. But that is still, in 2 months, if you started with 90 quid and you've got 500 and you've raised the funds to do that, how impressive is that?
Thank you.
No.
You're so humble. It's unbelievable.
I know this answer is going to be massive, Jamie, and I love this. So let's go for it, mate. What are your plans? Where are you in 2025?
Oh, mine get bigger and bigger. So I'm... my brain just doesn't stop ever since I've done this. There's only been a couple of times in my life where I've been so passionate about something, it takes over everything. Not in a bad way. What the plan was was to earn the same amount of money I'm earning now with the job I'm doing, but doing less hours. I would have been more than happy with that. Yeah. Well, that quickly changed. So only because I can see that whatever you put into this, I mean, you're going to make mistakes, but you get a lot more out of it. You do. So my plan is probably not far from Tara's, apart from world domination. So mine will be the same. It'll be wholesale, get an idea of that. And then it's got to definitely be the private label route, 2-3 avenues. See, the thing is, each month you do, the more confident you become, the further you want to reach.
Yeah.
So when I first started off, you know, I didn't even think about it until Tara mentioned it one day. Well, what about America? What about Europe? And I know it all sounds like a pipe dream and it all sounds like, oh, you know, this one, but people are doing it. People have been doing it for years. So why can't I? So yeah, so mine is literally to build a company, maybe 2-3, have somebody run it, and I just sit on a beach. And that is no exaggeration. That's exactly what I want. So it's gone from just being comfortable to, you know, managing. I am going to say it, a multi-million pound company. I don't see why not.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And I think you've hit the nail on the head. The beauty of this, and I'll never forget it, is when you hit that first sale and you realise, hang on, this isn't a scam. This actually works. And then with every month, I feel like I'm Harry Potter learning a new spell.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best way I can describe it, that I'm just wide open to these new ways of making money that I've ignored for 20 years. And it just blows my mind, one, that I'm really excited about what's coming, and at the same point, resentful that I didn't start it 5 years ago.
I was just about to say the same, a little bit angry I didn't do it, you know, 10 years ago. You know, you think, why didn't I see this opportunity? But there's kids in their 20s and 30s, and some of them, they are actually doing it. So why can't I do it?
And they're inspiring, right? Even though they're half our age, they're inspiring. This is going to be you in your star-spangled limo driving through McDonald's.
Yeah, there are.
So in terms of your learning, both of you, what's been the steepest part of your learning curve so far, would you say?
I think for me, without a doubt, mentality is got to be the biggest thing. Aside from reading the charts and how to source products and the different ways of sourcing products and, you know, the different methods, I'd say mentality for me, because as much as I've been like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this work, it's sometimes you get, I think, what did you call it? Sort of like an imposter syndrome sometimes. You see people and, you know, you've not had your first sale yet because you've only just set up, and that, you know, there's people saying, oh, well, we've done this and we've done that. And I think it just really like grounds you. But that for me has been my biggest learning curve about myself, especially.
How do you stay motivated? What sort of things do you do to keep going?
I do once a week. I just do half an hour of reflection from where I started to where I am now. And just sort of keep updated weekly, and that's really it, really. You know, I like listening to TED Talks and probably listen to every single audiobook you can find on like motivational people and speeches. And I just find that really helps me to stay motivated, to just actually look back and how far I've come, because, you know, 6 months ago I didn't have a clue about reading a chart or how to source a product, and, you know, now it just almost sort of comes naturally.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Probably just making that start, because it was so foreign to me. I've been in the fitness industry since I was 14. I've been working in it for 35 years, and I've known nothing else. Then all of a sudden, I'm in front of a laptop, and it's written in English. it's not making no sense to me. Just trying to list something. I didn't even know what, you know, RA was or OA was or arbitrage or nothing. I mean, when I say I started from the ground up, I knew nothing. That was my biggest. And once I got the hang of things, and it takes me a while sometimes, but it was taking that initial plunge, knowing absolutely nothing, but having enough faith in yourself to think, I know I can do something with this. Yeah. I don't know where that came from, if I'm honest with you. I really don't. So if there was anything else, I would have thought, I don't know nothing about that. I'm not even trying it. But I thought, if you can do it, some normal geezer can do it, like you at home.
It's interesting, though, even hearing you say that, it is still underpinned by this mindset that you were going to make it happen no matter what. It could only have come from you, but something in your head has gone, this is the one, this is enough. And it might not even be conscious, but the fact is you did it. And then you pushed yourself and you gave yourself every spare hour you had at this.
Oh, yeah, be under no illusion. It takes up a lot of time. You know, I'd be getting up an hour early just so I could make time for this, yeah, or an hour late, or, you know, just fill it in whenever I can. Because I don't believe there's luck in the world. I believe you have to work hard for everything. But I could quite easily just said, oh, no, not today. But I don't know. I believe in this so much. I really do. I really do. I mean, the support team I've got around me, which includes yourself, Tara, and the Facebook group, it's, you know, I've never known a group like it, in all seriousness. It is amazing. The people you've got on there that help. I'm not deliberately plugging it. I'm just saying the support when you need it and you're not sure it's there.
I think it's all born out of everyone's intrinsic need to help others. And I think there's so much negativity around social media. And what we do is we just promote positivity in there. And it just makes other people understand that you get a nice buzz when you help someone else. And the other thing that I found helps, and this really helped me, is when I first got started and the Facebook group started running, people were asking questions and I thought to myself, I know the answer to that one. I know the answer to that. I know the answer to that. And all of a sudden, this confidence comes in you and you think, I think I actually get this now. If I was to say what actually motivates me on the down days, it's the fact that I know that I have to push on in helping others, because that in turn then grows my business as well. So if I'm feeling low, I go, right, I'm going to go on the Facebook group and I'm going to answer a few questions. And then that might prompt me to go, that's an idea for a TikTok.
I think on the Facebook group, what I really, really love about it is that there's so many different people on there with different levels of experience. I just think it's really lovely how everyone sort of comes together.
But it's amazing, that group. I mean, you've got people on there that have been doing it for years and they're sharing their knowledge for nothing.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain the other day, I don't know what it is with this, that once you get a grasp of it, not only do you want to obviously do well out of it, you know, build a business, earn money, but there's this thing that you want to help other people as well. You want to change other people's lives because it's changing your own. And there's a lot of people out there that don't understand that. They think it's some sort of scam, but it's not. It's a genuine, look, I'm doing this. If I can do this, you can do it. Just at least try.
You're right, though. There seems to be a lot of successful sellers that are securing themselves enough that they know that there's room for more at the top of the tree. They're so generous with their knowledge and their time. It's their time that baffles me, that they're going out of their way to help new people get involved.
Yeah. I don't think some people realise, you know, how successful some of these people are in the group.
Yeah.
How big they've built their business. And they're answering questions on how heavy can a parcel be?
You say it like that, and my God, if I think about it too much, I might cry. Never mind. Let's move on.
No, I've got no tissues on me. Don't do that. Don't start this.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the sort of like the down times where you've needed to kick your mindset into gear. What sort of challenges have you both gone through that you've had to overcome, or that you've had to go, no, I know this is the right path. I don't care what's happening at the moment. I'm getting through it.
I did have some issues with my sourcing at one point, and also reading data charts. I mean, in hindsight now, the best thing that I did to sort of overcome that was just, even if I wasn't going out to physically buy products, I'd go around shops or I'd look online and I'd just constantly read the data just to sort of like familiarize myself with it. That really help me stay motivated in a way.
Yeah.
And you know, just got to keep going and think it'll all be worth it in the end. And as well, my cash flow was you know, pretty much rock bottom. You know, like I said, I started with £90 and I thought, okay, I need some more money to invest into this. How am I going to make that happen? And I've got to do whatever I can to make that sort of happen, you know, whether it be selling my bike or selling bits that I had around the house on Facebook Marketplace or eBay, stuff like that. I just thought I need to get, you know, my funds behind me so I can really, really invest, not just into my business, into myself as well, you know, to give myself that better life.
And I think this comes down to, again, I talk about the demographic differences in us three. And I think the drive that you've got for your generation stands you out, because a lot of people would say that, yeah, I haven't got the money to get started. I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have to save up. But you went, no, I'm not saving up. I'm selling stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't have to sell it on Amazon. I'm going to sell it on eBay. I'm going to sell it on Facebook. I'm going to raise the funds.
And I think if you've got a dream, you're the only person that can make that dream a reality. and you've got to believe in yourself as well, that you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, and if I can do it, like Jamie said, anyone can do it.
Totally. No, nobody's going to do it for you, T. You know that. You've got to do it yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
You'll have a lot of people behind you telling you you can't. Very, very few people in front of you telling you you can. That's just life, unfortunately.
How about you, mate? What sort of issues have you found yourself?
My biggest issue is I'm an all or nothing person. So mine's actually quite the opposite. I have to force myself to walk away from it. Mm. Oh, I get consumed. Now, this is the negative part of it for me. It just takes over because I'm passionate about it. I enjoy it, brother. All of a sudden, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks have gone by and all I've done is just sit in front of the laptop. The way I normally release myself is, you know, so I go to the gym, I do a bit of walking, things like that. And I found it got to a point where I wasn't even doing that. So I just had to restructure myself to make sure I gave myself some downtime, because I was just burnt. I know it sounds silly, but my brain was just burning out. So I've had to learn a new skill to, right, that's enough. I can't just walk away, because then when I do come back to it, I'm fresher and I'm a lot more productive. I found that quite hard, believe it or not.
No, you'd be in danger of burning out and then get disheartened really quickly, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I still want this to be an enjoyable process.
Hmm.
So I've had a couple of times where, you know, phone just goes off, social media off, laptop closes, and just get away for a couple of days.
Let's put a break in there and we can finish it up next week. You see what I mean now when I talk about how relatable these two are? And I know there's going to be so many of you that can put yourself in the shoes of these two. Saving for a house is brutal these days. What hope is there when you're simply doing the things we're told to do, you know? Getting an education, it just leaves you in debt, which is why so many university students now, they decide to live at home. And then if you want independence, you're expected to pay thousands in rent, all the while saving for a mortgage to get yourself a house that no government in 20 years is building enough of. I know there's an argument about whether you call a mortgage an investment or a liability, but that's another one for another day, and I'm not going to unpick that one just yet. And then we got Jamie, who's showing what can be done as an old dog in a world where a bag of new tricks is at your feet. And I know he won't mind me calling them an old dog, by the way. So on speaking to these two and reflecting a fair bit after the edit, my tip of the week is an easy and an obvious one. Brace yourself. Here it comes.
Tip of the week.
Please just get started. 2 years is a long time to change your life, but you've got two choices here. Do you start the sacrifice now and give it everything, knowing that you can look back and think, yep, I did that? Or do you look back in 2 years, in 2025, and think, well, I thought about it, but I didn't really get going. And then you just find yourself in the same spot for the next 20 years. If you're interested, come and join our Facebook group. And I think we've got the best community out there for online entrepreneurs in this game, and we can help you.
Tip of the week.
That'll do it for this week. I'm going to stop talking about episode numbers now, but blimey, 4 in so far. And if you're still here, I'm chuffed to bits with that. Thank you very much. Next week, we're going to carry on with the Jamie and Tara chat, and we'll see what other insights I can pull out of my pocket. Thanks for your time. Don't forget to subscribe to the poddy, give me a decent rating, and please leave a lovely review if you feel like it. But if you don't, just ignore it. Let's get me up the charts. Come on. Here comes the music. See you next week. Keep grafting. Take care.
Be sure to join us next time for another dose of inspiration and insights into e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And who knows, by then, Des may well have finished that love project. And always remember, it's time to say goodbye poor, hello rich. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. We know times are tough right now. And if you are struggling financially, please seek help from an appropriate organisation. We've included a link to the Citizens Advice Bureau in the show notes. Remember, you should always consult with a qualified professional before making any significant financial decisions.